The games last through Wednesday and feature a dozen different sports. One of the competitors is John Petrick, a certified public accountant from California who had a kidney transplant 6 years ago. He plans to participate in the triathlon and bowling events.
That's the kind of message we want to get out, that organ donation not only saves lives, but it completely changes the person's lifestyle once they get the transplant. They're usually in very, very poor health before they receive an organ, and afterwards they not only get back to a normal life, but sometimes more active than they were before they had the transplant.
In addition to the competitive events, there's a ceremony honoring the families of living and deceased organ donors. Petrick says both types of donors are needed.
You can't solve 83,000 people waiting for kidneys with just non-living donations from people that have just had a catastrophic accident. You really need living donations.
The transplant games are put on by the National Kidney Foundation, which says more than 100,000 patients in the U.S. are currently waiting for some kind of organ transplant. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.